much about.
Next time, it will be war.
We'll have to get down to those volcanoes.
I agree.
We'll also need a company of first-rate men. Do you have any commandos here?
I have much, much better. Ninjas. Top secret, Bolsan. This is my ninja training school.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Asking you as a man to stop this immediately.
Is there anything you would like to add?
These microphones look like black ice cream cones.
Thank you all for coming out.
Well, there's something weird going on here.
You feel that sexual energy too?
I mean, but
it would be wrong to act on it.
Hey, Remy, what happened to your pants?
I've never done a threesome. That's what we're doing here, right?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Musica, musica, musica.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You had me at hello.
Roll another one.
You had me at hola.
Just like the other one.
Well, dot, hello.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Rock dog.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Come on, guys, a little effort.
Roll another one.
And the legend continues.
Just like.
You drive me ape, you big gorilla.
I don't have another sense.
I am in the middle of the desert. Are you not in the desert with me? Is it not hot enough in the desert?
Are you guys really happy with where this bit's going?
Just pass it around.
It's about ideas, bro.
And now,
less talk and more swallowing.
Our feature presentation.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, everybody. It's the Kevin Beach Show, 4th of August, July, 2016-17.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
It's great. How you doing, Ali Bean, Kevin, Ralph?
Oh, sweetie.
All right, Bugs, that's funny and all, but go get Kevin for me, would you please? Tell him the show started.
Allie, you know where Kevin is?
I think he's off today.
What?
Yeah. We got an email. You guys should check your emails.
What?
Would you mind going to grab Dave real quick, and we can check it with him?
Dave is in Chicago at Lollapalooza, so no, can't check his.
Would Chip be able to confirm? Because it would be
Chip
very helpful if we
just
could.
Left for her shows in Sturgis. She left yesterday, so she isn't here either.
Are we on the air?
Not sure.
What's happening
well,
here?
Muggs is in charge, so really not sure.
Yeah.
Muggs, we good?
It looks like we're on air.
By the way, I just said Muggs is in charge.
Yes.
Wow.
Those are the most terrifying words I've ever heard. By the way, speaking of Muggs, welcome to an all-new Kevin Beach Show. As Beer Mug mentioned, it is Friday the 4th of August. Before we get into the thing, I only overheard a little bit of the girl talk between you two. But Muggs, are you being roped into another wedding weekend today?
Yeah. I have to do a rehearsal dinner tonight. I'm not even in the wedding. You got the wedding tomorrow, and then a brunch on Sunday.
Of course. Yeah.
All the way in Ojai, by the way.
Of course.
Yeah. Wait, hold on a sec. You have to do something the day after the wedding as part of being at the wedding, not even in the wedding?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big thing now, mm-hmm. Sunday brunches,
yep.
Before everybody takes off. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's not good enough just to go to the wedding on the Saturday night.
No.
You have
to
do the Sunday.
I do find the rehearsal dinner weird. If you're not in the wedding, why do you have to be there?
Yes, I don't understand that at all, Muggs.
Skip that.
I don't know. Apparently, I'm not the only one who's not in the wedding that will also be at the rehearsal dinner. There's going to be like a huge shindig.
Yeah.
So, in other words, they're having a pre-wedding party, and while they're there, they're going to also run through the rehearsals for the folks who are involved in the wedding.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know how many days somebody should expect you to give up for their stupid wedding.
Yeah, it's now full weekends, Bean. It's crazy.
It's getting out of control.
Yeah.
I'm not looking like such a big antisocial dum-dum head, am I, anymore?
Well, listen, Bean, when I invited you to my wedding, I was only asking you to come for one day, and you refused.
I went to the day, and it was lovely, and I took a picture with the giraffe. So that's huge. That was one of the best weddings ever.
Thank you, Allie. You did it right because it was just come be my guest and enjoy it, not quit your job because we require so much time from you.
Yeah, not put aside 1 month.
And Beer Monk had it right. It was a quick wedding, lovely, tears, beautiful, right to the drinks, right to the food, right to the dancing.
Yeah,
that's very good.
Years ago, one of the great, it's hard to imagine that I've been to a wedding, by the way, but many, many years ago, our old friend Lisa May got married, and it turned out, and she didn't know this, and neither did her husband, because neither one of them were sports fans, but it turned out that their wedding was planned. If I remember correctly, it was planned on the Final Four weekend, I want to say. Might even have been the final game. I don't recall. But anyway, she found out, and of course, we were all bitching about having to go to her stupid wedding because basketball was on. They did their entire ceremony in 45 minutes and had TVs at the reception.
Nice. See, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's keeping your customers in mind.
Yeah. Sure.
So they just raced through it, which was just hilarious, and they saw the humor in it. But that's a far cry from where we are in 2017, where apparently it's got to be a month. So, wow, well, have fun with that.
I'll try.
Good job, Bugsy.
At least driving to Ojai on a Friday won't be rough.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun as well. All right, here's a I thought this was an interesting story. There were mixed reviews last week, I want to say, when Sarah Huckabee Sanders read the letter from little 9-year-old Pickle. A lot of people thought, hey, you know what, White House press briefing, maybe we're here to kind of ask questions about the president's agenda and what's going on in the news in very serious times. Why is she reading essentially propaganda news from a kid who may or may not exist? Well, apparently that's a new thing. They do that every week now. That's part of the weekly White House briefing. Yes, they're going to be and it was interesting. I saw an article yesterday that talked about how President Obama valued very deeply the letters that he received from. He would get 10 unscreened letters every day. This was his request starting on his second day in the White House. He said, "Look, I don't want to be in the Washington bubble. I want to know what's going on with the peeps. So just bring me 10 letters. Don't read them first, and I'll read them." And he said it was really, really important and really eye-opening. He said a lot of times people hated him and they called him an idiot, but at least they had an idea of what the people in the country that he was running felt about him. And I imagine all presidents get lots of mail, right?
Sure.
So here's the letter that that they picked out for this week that they read. And this one didn't make the news as much as the first one did because now I guess we're just used to it. It's a thing that they do. And I kind of like little Frank, who was 10 at the time he wrote the letter. "Dear Mr. President, it would be my honor to mow the White House lawn some weekend for you." Which I think is very ambitious.
Awesome. Yeah.
I mean, I saw that first light and I thought, how awesome is Frank? Because I, when I was Frank's age, I had a lawn mowing business. I had a pet sitting business. I did all those little, I would paint if I could. I did all those little hustle jobs around the neighborhood just to make a little extra money.
Right.
But I never would have thought of taking the next step and trying to find the biggest yard in the city that I live in.
Yeah, that's smart.
And try to mow that. "Even though I'm only 10, I would like to show the nation what young people like me are ready for. I admire your business background, and I've started my own business." What 10-year-old has said the words, "I've started my own business," by the way?
Frank.
Again, I think Frank's going places.
Yeah.
"I've been mowing my neighbor's lawns for some time. Please see the attached flyer."
Wow.
So he's pitching his business. And you know what? Don't take my word for it. Take a look at my three-color glossy here because I think you're going to be very impressed. "Here's a list of what I have, and you are free to pick whatever you want. I have a power mower. I have a push mower. I have a weed whacker. I can bring extra fuel for the power mower and charged batteries for the weed whacker. And here's the best thing, and this is why Frank is a genius, man, because you show people what you can do at no charge They're going to love you.
Yeah.
And that's what he offered to do. Is, I will do this at no charge. Sincerely, Frank. So Frank's a baller. It sounds like he's already taken business courses or something like that. The president's response, by the way, was he's going to get his wish. President Trump invited the entrepreneur to spend a morning with the groundskeeper to learn how the U.S. Park Service maintains the 18 acres of the White House. He would love to give you the opportunity to cut the grass in the Rose Garden.
USA!
Right?
USA! USA!
So I think we haven't heard the last of Frank and his ambition. So, well done, sir.
Well done, Frank.
All right, let's talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You know, man, the sun is shining, but you have lost the ability to take any joy in life. I can't stand it anymore. You're just a miserable dick now.
Oh, you couldn't be more wrong, because today we've got great news on the show, which always makes us feel good. Or as we like to say...
Oh, wait. Is that what it's called? That would be...
Oh, dear.
I haven't done this in a while, so...
I know you haven't, but it's good that we're getting the kinks out of the way before we go on the air.
Yeah, no one's listening.
Let's just say there was echo on it.
Okay.
Great news.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Friday means Ralph's got the movie beat on the program today. We've got a real-life NFL quarterback on the program today. Professional football player Philip Rivers is going to be joining us, talking about the L.A. Chargers. A lot of excitement among Chargers fans, by the way.
He's still wearing bolo ties?
I believe he is, but feel free to ask him that question.
Oh, that's my lead.
That would be good. I can't wait for the update on whether Allie created another dental emergency yesterday, so she'll go back and see her hot dentist. God. We'll get an update on that. It is Friday. That means you get a chance to pick any K-Rock song you want, and we'll play it for you. That happens just after 9 with Kevin and Bean's Keep It 100. And our friend Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat as well, and that's coming up next right after this. LA and OC's Alternative Rock, that is Jet. On K-Rock Friday morning. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
All I know is, thanks to everyone who gave me the heads up tonight. I know it's very exciting. Sharktopus is airing on the Sci-Fi Channel.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Is this Ralph Garman's Sharktopus? Were you in that one?
No, this is the reboot. This is the remake where they brought in Justin Bieber to play my role.
Oh, I didn't know.
Is this Sharktopus 5?
Okay. All right.
I'm confused. You're thinking of
Sharknado.
Sharknado is a very different film than Sharktopus.
Sharktopus. Okay. I'm sorry. Maybe I did get them confused. So is tonight a new movie that's airing, or is this a rerun?
It's Sharknado Week on Sci-Fi.
It's Shark Week on the Discovery Channel, and they do a Sharknado Week on Sci-Fi?
Yes.
Okay. Go on.
This is not astrophysics. How hard is this to understand? It's just a TV listing.
I was trying to find out if this was something new that we should be excited about or if it was just a reboot.
All week long, there's been Sharknado Week on Sci-Fi.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because they are premiering their latest Sharknado film, Sharknado 5 Global Swarming, this Sunday. So in leading up to that, they play a ton of great shark-themed cheesy horror films.
Okay.
Including Empire of the Sharks on Saturday. And they are going to rerun Sharktopus... about the half shark, half octopus, all monster.
That is
damn you, Sharktopus! Tonight,
money in your pocket.
Channel. Oh, cha-ching.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't seen a check from Sharktopus in some time. I don't know what's happening there, but
you got to talk to your people, man.
It's okay. Just an honor to be nominated, right?
Isn't it? Yeah.
What's the lowest residual check you've ever gotten?
One penny.
One penny. Yeah, I've gotten some pennies too.
Yeah.
It does feel like. If it's costing him 48 cents to mail it, it seems like it's a lost leader.
Yeah. Put that in a vault somewhere.
Right.
Until it accrues. Anyway, Sharknado 5 Global Swarming. Of course, Ian Ziering is back. Tara Reid returns. But the cast includes Olivia Newton-John as a scientist. That's going to be strong. Fabio plays the Pope. Charo is the Queen of England.
Gucci, Gucci.
Portia Williams... as an archaeologist, Brett Michaels, Clay Aiken, Chris Kattan.
Oh, wow.
It's just a cast of all A-listers, and I think you'll enjoy it. Mm-hmm.
That Sharktopus 4 was horrible, though.
It was awesome.
It was horrible.
Ugh.
You mean Sharknado 4?
Oh, don't confuse me again.
She's right, you're wrong.
Whichever one you're talking about, the last one was horrible. It was...
Sharknado.
I mean, I know you don't expect a lot of plot...
Awesome.
But it was just one dumb cameo after another.
It was terrific.
The franchise has lost a great deal of luster, is what I'm saying.
It's not for you.
The fact is, you didn't even know that it was there was a new one this weekend. That's how little people care about it now. It used to be a big event that you'd hear about for weeks, but now no one cares.
No, see, he didn't know his movie was repeating this weekend. He knew because it's Sharknado week.
Yeah, I
knew
Sharknado was Sunday. No, I knew Sharknado was coming Friday.
Don't try to screw me up anymore.
There's more Sharknado mania than there is Eclipse mania.
First of all, it's Eclipse fever. And second of all, that, my friend, is sweeping the nation.
It's not sweeping my ass. Dave's in Chicago for Lollapalooza, which got shut down early last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Aww. They were worried about a big dangerous storm when it was heading on its way. So during Muse's headlining set, everyone had to leave.
And they started chanting that, yeah. Which was weird.
It was weird.
Three songs in.
Oh, man.
It took Muse off. That was not a success.
But at least Liam Gallagher played his set yesterday in Chicago's Grant Park for Lollapalooza. Played exactly 20 minutes before he left the stage.
Good.
Showed up at 4:30, left at 4:50.
Seems pretty early in his tour to be this snotty.
He tweeted, sorry to the people who turned up for the gig in Chicago. Had a difficult gig last night, which effed my voice. I'm gutted. LG.
Yeah.
Which is why he explained that before storming off the stage. Oh, no.
No, he
just mid-song
he
left.
Just stomped.
What is wrong with him?
He's Liam. That's Liam being Liam. And Kevin, of course, is not here because he's still mourning the loss of his Arizona Cardinals last night as the Dallas Cowboys beat them in the Hall of Fame game. So I hope he gets over it and gets back soon.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Billy Bob Thornton is 62 years old today.
I don't know what you mean by that.
It means it's your birthday and you're 62 today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's your birthday. It means the day you were born 62 years ago today.
Would you say that to Tom Petty?
If it was his birthday, yes, I would.
Well, it's mashed potatoes with no gravy. You know what I'm saying?
No, no one knows what you're saying. Insane. Daniel Day Kim is 49. The Spruce Brothers. You know the Spruce Brothers?
Oh, and they're Goose.
There was no Goose, Allie. These are twin brothers who were child actor stars.
Oh.
Cole and Dylan Spruce.
Oh, yeah, the little
I
twins.
Always thought it was Sprouse. Is it Spruce? I didn't know that. I read a lot of things, but I don't hear them spoken. So a lot of words, I don't know how they're said.
I don't know whether they're... Oh, maybe it is Sprouse.
And I think one of those kids is on Riverdale now. I think it's all grown up and on Riverdale.
Yeah, it's Sprouse.
Sprouse. There you go. And there's a guy whose birthday today, he's 56 years old today. Mm-hmm. It's a gentleman by the name of Barack Obama.
That's a weird name.
Right? Barack Hussein Obama, by the way.
Whoa.
Right?
Get him out of my country.
I'd like to see a birth certificate to prove they was born on this day 56 years ago.
Hello, paging ICE.
Right?
Ugh. That'd be like Obama. Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu.
Right. Oh, thank God we live in a better time now of lots of rallies. We need more rallies. Make America rally again.
And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
That's absolutely right. Barack Obama does have a wooden hand. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Less than 4 hours left, you guys, to buy the brand new Kevin and Bean limited edition T-shirt. By the way, thank you so much to those who have already purchased. You've gone to krock.com/success to get the brand new shirt. Allie, are you amazed how many people are buying these T-shirts?
Unbelievable. It never ceases to amaze me how much Kevin and Bean listeners show up for things.
They're so awesome because not only is it a hilarious T-shirt with this on the front of it.
This was a success.
And then Kevin and Bean's little face is right there, so you can proudly rep the show. We thank you so much for that. But a portion of the proceeds benefits Kevin and his wife's charity, the Friends and Helpers Foundation, that does such outstanding work for domestic violence survivors in Southern California. And it's only $19.99 plus tax. And the reason I say less than 4 hours to go is because if you haven't heard, these are limited edition. And by that, I mean you can only purchase them in this 24-hour window. This isn't a, hey, I'll wait till the weekend. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll think about it after payday. This is buy it now. Because it's 10 o'clock this morning, you're not going to be able to buy it anymore. And we want to make sure everybody who wants one gets one. The beautiful thing is our friend Lightning, who does such magnificent work and has for years down there at the Long Beach Clothing Company, he turns these things around, man. However many are ordered, he makes them right up and sends them right out. So you'll have this T-shirt in like a week, you know. So
awesome.
it's a great deal. And we thank you so much for your support if you've already bought one or if you're planning on doing it this morning. But get to krock.com/success before 10 a.m. How did this feature begin? How did we start doing this one a few weeks ago, do you think, Allie?
I think I just said something like, why don't we all come in with something that interests us, that is good news, or great news, really, that people aren't talking about or people aren't aware of. We're inundated day after day with just bad news, bad news, bad news. Why not have a little sunshine in your life that might help out others?
I do think, as a guy who watches the news a lot, good news very rarely seems to make the news. It seems like most stories, if you sit down and look at it, most stories on the news are bad things that are happening.
Yeah, it's usually the last story of a newscast, and usually it's bumped because they had too much bad news that took up too much time.
You would know that for a long time. Sometimes it's nice to be reminded that there are wonderful people in the world, and that's why we do this feature that we call Great News.
Oh, come on, Muggs.
There it is.
Great.
Oh, Muggs.
We call it, no, not for that part. You just bring it up for
the great news.
Okay, now try that.
A little feature that we like to call...
No!
You clipped it.
Man, I'm jumping the gun. All right, here we go. Now I'll get it this time.
Feature that we like to call Great News.
So much Red Bull in his system right now.
He's pretty hyped. All right, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. I saw this last year. It was an app created by a 16-year-old girl named Natalie Hampton from Sherman Oaks, California. And she created an app because, like many people, you're at a school, you walk into that cafeteria, you have nobody to sit with. It could be traumatizing. Just one of the worst parts of your school day is having no friends or nobody that wants to sit with you.
Why do you make it sound like that only happens when you first walk into a school? Because that was all 4 years of me going to school.
And it was for this girl as well. She was so frustrated and so sad. And then she changed schools and started thriving and she made friends. But she thought, what about all those people that were like me before? What can I do for them? So she created an app called Sit With Us, which is just amazing. And I thought I'd bring it up now because kids are going back to school. They might be really freaked out about either starting a new school or it's the same thing over and over every school year. They're worried about not having friends. So it's basically this app where you can coordinate lunches with people and people become ambassadors with the Sit With Us Club, and they put in the app where they're going to be, what table they're going to be at. You can do a search page, things that you like, volleyball, pizza, whatever, and it will come up and these people will be talking about this, that type of thing. And as of, I believe it was April, over 100,000 kids were using this app. And I just think it's such a lovely thing to know. All right, I'm in third period. I've got lunch. Oh, my God, I don't even want to do it. You go to this app. Everything is private. Nobody needs to know that you're going to sit at this table because, you know, you don't have any friends.
Right.
And it's just a great way to meet people and stop the bullying and just camaraderie.
So it's basically a way to find out through the app who the nice people are in the school.
Essentially, yeah.
Who will be friends with you.
Yeah.
I like it very much.
It's wonderful.
What would you call that? How would you sum that story up in just two words, Allie?
Great news.
Okay, now we're getting it.
There you go.
And I have some great news as well.
I feel like you're
rushing it a little bit.
Gotta go big on the great news.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Do it again.
Great news.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, back in May, I want to say, we got an email from a former intern on the Kevin and Bean Show, who was completely forgettable. None of us even remembered this dude, Andy.
Oh.
But I guess at some point he worked on the show, I guess. That's what he says anyway. And he was just sending out emails and getting on social media to anybody in his circle of friends because he had a little baby niece named Melanie who was diagnosed with a rare end-stage liver disease known as biliary atresia. I didn't know anything about it, but apparently very few babies with this disease even live past their second birthday, and she had kidney failure, and she needed, liver. Did I say kidney? She needed a liver, and he was just fanning the flames going, look, can anyone help me? I need a liver. They set up Facebook groups. They did all that. It's a desperate situation when you are in need of an organ.
Yeah.
You have to find somebody. In this case, it had to be O positive blood type. We don't know anybody. No one in our family is a match. How can we find somebody? So this was a few weeks ago, and it was very nerve-wracking, but we were happy to have Andy on and at least spread the word just in case it helped, because you never know whose ears a story is going to get to.
Right.
Well, Andy is back on the phone, and I am told he has an update for us. Andy, thank you so much for coming back on, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine, and I hope... Otherwise, it's a terrible setup for this segment. I hope you have some great news for us about little Melanie.
I do. First order of business, though. Does Kevin even work there anymore?
Questionable, Andy. Questionable.
We have been asking the same question quite a bit lately.
Okay. Okay. That's all right. Well. Anyway. So, I do have some news for you guys. Where we last left off, we were looking around. As you said, we're looking for a donor.
Looking for a liver, right?
A liver donor. It was both, both for a GoFundMe thing to fund it and to actually have a donor. After several weeks, it seemed like forever. We found a potential donor in a family member, but it's a really long screening process for something like that. So the screening process began. And, it's all up in the air. Melanie wasn't doing so well. Things were going for the worse. And out of what seemed like a Denzel movie, the call came in. There's a donor. Somebody on the list, a transplant donor, up in Northern California. It's there. We got it. Let's do it. And so the process began, paperwork and all the red tape and all the setup, and in the wee hours of the morning one day, seven doctors came in the room. They got her prepped, they got her going, and the surgery began. After about a 7 or 8 hour surgery, they came in and let the parents know that she's doing well. It went well, and she got her transplant. And I'm happy to report that after a few months of recovery this and that, coming off of all the drugs and things like that, she's at home now, and she's a bouncing baby girl.
Aww, how about that's the that? Best.
Yay. Oh my gosh, that's so great. Now, getting the new liver, does that take her out of future danger with this biliary atresia? That's no longer a factor in her life because she replaced her liver?
Well, the liver's replaced. I mean, it's still going to be a continuous doctor visit and making sure that the liver is in good shape and making sure she's healthy. Her immune system still has to kind of boot up again.
Yeah.
But for right now, things are looking really good, and they continue to be looking good.
That's fantastic.
She's doing great.
And now she's got a fighting chance with that new liver. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow. And how did I, and we're almost out of time here, Andy, but how did the family member up in Northern California find out about it? Through the Facebook group? And they said, oh, I'll see if maybe I'm a match?
Well, the family member was here locally, and they were going through the screening process, and somebody off the donors list, off of a random person off of the list, appeared up in Northern California.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Kind of totally random separate thing.
Well, and look, anyone who's ever had a family member that has received that gift of life through organ donation knows how extraordinary it is and how special it is and how precious it is. And I'm so happy. I mean, it doesn't sound like we helped, but I'm glad we were able to spread the word because, somebody else may have heard.
Absolutely.
Somebody may have heard your story, though, and been more likely to give an organ when one was in need. So kiss little Melanie for us. I'm glad she's doing great. Thanks so much for the update. It's really, really great news. Thank you, Andy.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Talk to you again, my friend. Yay, right?
That's awesome.
Friday morning, Ralph's got the movie beat next on K-Rock. Friday morning on the world-famous K-Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ and the Kevin and Bean Show. Philip Rivers in 1 hour, you guys.
Oh, that's right, man.
He does sound a little bit like Elvis when he talks. That's true.
I'm looking forward to playing in the NFL this season, man.
Did you see, Ralph, that he is not moving to L.A.? He is commuting every day from San Diego.
Yeah, but with a jetpack.
No, he's in the back of a car.
No, jetpack.
They set up a mobile quarterback station in the back of his car, but he's driving 75 miles to training camp every day. So that's a good decision. So we'll talk to Mr. Rivers about that coming up next hour. Ralph's here now. It is Friday. That means it's time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Quite a variety of motion pictures this weekend in the Southland Cineplexes. Really a very varied group. Let's kick things off with something in limited release called Columbus. That is in just a couple theaters around here, but it seems to be a real interesting small little film. John Cho stars as a man who finds himself stuck in Columbus, Indiana, because his architect father, who's had a difficult relationship with, is in the hospital. And while he's there, trying to reconcile with his father and deal with that relationship. He comes across a young woman who is also stuck in Columbus with her mother, who's a recovering addict. She feels an obligation to take care of her instead of pursuing her own dreams, and the two of them come together. Haley Lou Richardson co-stars with John Cho, Parker Posey, also in the film.
Wow.
Here's some clips from the trailer of a movie called Columbus.
Why aren't you at the hospital?
He was never interested.
You don't want him to get better?
Maybe not.
You like her?
I think she's bright.
You, of all people, should be in college. I just think I should stay here.
You are smart and talented. You could do a lot better.
Than what?
Than Columbus, Indiana. Which I don't know if it's a real city or not, but it looks awful.
I have never heard of Columbus, Indiana.
I'm guessing it's a fiction.
Mm. I see. Gotcha.
It's an allegory. It's a metaphor for just...
where we're all stuck.
Back-ass cities
all right.
around the world.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Wind River. Oh! This may be the film I'm looking forward to most this weekend. Wind River's in limited release. Jeremy Renner stars in this film. It's a story of a murder that takes place on a Native American reservation. And the town's veteran game tracker, the guy who kind of keeps all the predators in check, hunts down the wolves and stuff, played by Jeremy Renner, has to team up with the FBI to hunt down this killer.
The FBI!
Indeed, yes. Looks really cool. It's from the same guy who wrote... what was that Chris Pine movie about the brothers who steal from the banks? Was real good last year.
Hell or High Water?
Hell or High Water.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Great movie.
Sicario.
Wow.
Yeah.
Quite a track record.
Great pedigree. Here's some clips from the trailer of Wind River.
Why would a teenage girl be out here? What is she running from?
You're looking for clues, but you're missing all the signs.
Shouldn't we wait for backup?
This isn't the land of backup, Jane. This is a land of you're on your own.
Oh, my God. You won't get the answers you're looking for, no matter what you find. Why would your daughter run from home?
I don't know why. She didn't tell me. Not here. You cannot blink. Not ever.
Elizabeth Olsen stars as the FBI investigator, following a long line of really smoking hot FBI agents.
Yeah.
Detroit opens up this weekend. Catherine Bigelow, the woman behind Hurt Locker, of course. And many other great films. John Boyega stars in this film along with Anthony Mackie. It is based in the background of the true events of 1967 during the Detroit Rebellion, the riots in that city when the city was under curfew and martial law, and three young African American men were murdered at the Algiers Motel. Who was behind it? Was the National Guard involved? A lot of question marks revolving these events, and Detroit tries to answer some of the questions posed by this. Looks intense, a tough film. Here's some clips from the trailer.
When you're black, it's almost like having a gun pointed at your face. It's like this.
Get that gun off me.
A what?
Hit the gun!
Who's shooting? It just starts racist.
Army taking fire.
Trash fire, near the Algiers Motel.
Now let's not be stupid in this situation. You need to tell me where the gun is. I got all night, people. Tell me exactly what is going on here.
Yeah, that starter pistol starts a bad series of events.
It's tough. It does look so intense. And, you know, you mentioned Catherine Bigelow, the great Oscar-winning director. She did Zero Dark Thirty. She did The Hurt Locker. Those are intense, you know, gritty war movies. And this is another one, but it's set in America, and it's a true story.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Like, whoa, indeed.
That's my review.
On the poster.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Whoa. Yeah.
Not woe, but like woe. Woe-esque. I would call it woe-esque.
Maybe woe adjacent.
Woe-ish.
What I'm saying is it looks real, real good.
Kidnap also opens up this weekend, starring Halle Berry in another one of her films where she plays women who never exist in the real world. Remember, she was once a 911 operator who took it upon herself to hunt down criminals?
Sure.
Remember that? Because that's based on true story.
Very realistic.
In this film, she plays a woman whose kid is kidnapped, and so she goes to the police besides to take... take affairs in her own hands and hunts down the kidnappers. Mm. Because that's what a lot of people do in those situations.
Moms can be very intense about the love
of their
children.
Oh, you don't want to mess with Mama Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoa, I say when
really?
I see this trailer. Yep. Here's some clips from the trailer of Kidnap.
Has anybody seen a little boy with short curly hair? Help me! They've got my son!
My son's been kidnapped.
If you wait with me here, ma'am, we'll file a report right now.
That's what all these people did.
I found you, you son of a... You took the wrong kid.
Right?
I always feel like when I see that trailer, I'm like, really? You should have taken another? Like, it just, it always makes me go, really?
Someone else's kid, not mine. Here's the, Halle Berry's an Oscar winner, and here's the thing I've learned early on.
Mm-hmm.
If you overact hard,
yeah, chew up
a certain amount of people will think you're really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, look up here. It's a distraction where some people will go, she, look how hard she's working. She must be really good at this thing.
Huh.
That's Halle Berry's career in a nutshell. But she's working in this one.
Yeah, it sounds like
her eyes get red at certain points, and it looks like her nose is running in one scene. So there's a lot of emotion going on there.
Yeah. Oscar talk.
Driving, crashing things and stuff.
A lot of
wrong
buzz.
Kid.
Sounds like no is what it sounds like to me.
Oh, he took his own thing and then turned it on its head. And the Dark Tower.
Yay!
Why the tower got to be dark, right? Racist Stephen King. That's all I got to say. Idris Elba, The Dark Tower.
Oh, I see. I see what you did there.
They're talking about. Yeah. Idris Elba stars as the last gunslinger. Oh, he's here to save us from the man in black, Matthew McConaughey, who's just evil personified, coming from an alternate universe, coming to our Earth to destroy everything that's good. And the only thing there to stop him is Idris Elba and a little kid who sees this other world in his visions. They tell him, oh, those are just dreams. No! He's seeing the truth. And together, they must fight the man in black, who's just evil. He's all wrong, all wrong, all wrong.
Stupid.
Here's some scenes from The Dark Tower.
It's you. You're a gunslinger, right?
There are no gunslingers. Not anymore.
Why does the man in black want to destroy the tower?
The tower protects both our worlds. If it falls... hell will be unleashed.
He's like the devil, isn't he?
No, he's worse.
You can't stop what's coming. Death always wins.
I will kill him for both of us.
Oh, they should get Halle Berry.
Right?
Halle Berry could help them.
Boom.
She could drive her car and say, you messed with the wrong Earth. Or whatever she says in that. Those are your films for the weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know. Is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman.
Ralph Garman. Hey. Yeah.
Right?
Don Henley. We're not going to play enough Don Henley on this stage.
That's the Ataris.
Don Henley.
Ataris.
Time to get down to the heart of the matter.
No,
that was.
Song.
Yeah, that was the Ataris. Doing a Don Henley song.
But I think it's about.
I understand the. The mistake there, but
forgiveness.
It's Ataris. All right,
even if,
okay. Even if,
hey guys,
you don't know me anymore.
Hey guys, oh, that's good.
Right? We're actually out there.
Oh.
Hey, Philip Rivers from your Los Angeles Chargers joins us in about 25 minutes or so, right here on KROQ. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Friday. What's going on?
I got Annabelle Creation. That's what I got.
Yay!
Terrifying doll from hell. Oh, Annabelle, I hate you, and yet I can't look away. Annabelle Creation. It's in theaters everywhere on August 11th, starring Anthony LaPaglia, Stephanie Sigmund, Talitha Bateman. However, you can see it, my good friends, days before your slacking friends who don't have tickets to the KROQ Advanced screening.
Blech.
Right, I hate
right?
these people. August 9th at the AMC Burbank, we're going to show you Annabelle Creation. If you'd like to see it first... give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through with that phone number. We'll get a pair of passes to see Annabelle Creation.
You are all going to die tonight.
You might. That doll could kill you.
Yeah,
it's the kind of power that doll has. What's the worst part about being Kevin Bacon, do you assume?
People always bringing up the 6 degrees.
That would be bad. It's not the worst, though, according to Kevin. Kevin
says
everywhere he goes, when he goes to a wedding or a dance club or a bar or an event, some smart-ass DJ thinks it's time to throw Footloose on, And he says, invariably, people will gather around him and stare at him and expect him to dance. He says, like a trained seal.
And every DJ who does it thinks they are the cleverest person ever.
I'm going to play Footloose with this guy. We're going to see him dance. Come on, Ren. Dumbasses.
He says he avoids these type of circumstances. Doesn't go anywhere now where there's a DJ or dancing.
So he can't go to a wedding.
No,
apparently.
God forbid, no. Because next thing you know,
I love it.
Right?
Yeah.
See, Allie would do that. She's that person.
I think we need an HD channel of just Ralph mouth.
Ralph Mouth
hits.
From Happy Days?
No, Ralph Mouth making the hits, like he's been doing.
Oh. Mouth making the hits.
Wow.
Yes.
I don't think that's a channel you can get on regular TV. That's a paid channel.
We may need to work on the name, too, by the way.
No, I think it's strong.
It works.
Now we're mouth making the hits.
After hearing your Don Henley and then your Kenny Loggins.
It's called singing, Bean. It's called singing.
No,
what
but
you
your words mouth making.
When you create music with your voice. It's known as singing.
All right, I'm not
mouth making.
I'm not familiar with that word, but I know that there weren't any lyrics. There was just a lot of ba ba da ba 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 ba, and I thought that was just noises you're making with your mouth. So, hence the name. But again, I'm not committed to the name. I think we could change it, and I'd be okay.
Okay.
And Tom Wopat's in trouble. Remember Tom Wopat
from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard. He was Luke Duke on that show with his brother Bo. They were good old boys, never meaning no harm. But apparently, I don't know, something's going on. Because Tom Wopat was arrested for indecent assault and battery in Massachusetts. Apparently, he was doing the show 42nd Street. They're in Waltham, Massachusetts. Hotbed of musical theater, by the way.
Thank
Waltham, Massachusetts.
Thank you for pronouncing it Waltham.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Tom allegedly put his hands down the pants of a woman connected
Whoa.
With the show and grabbed her butt.
Oh.
Whoa.
Then he was arrested. And when he was arrested, police searched his car and found, a couple bags of cocaine like you do. Tom has denied both charges.
What?
I bet he has. So, them Dukes. Them Dukes.
Wow.
Getting in trouble again.
I feel like he was meaning harm.
I think he may have been meaning some harm and doing some blow.
Yeah.
Right?
And by the way,
he wasn't mouth making any hits.
I doubt he was. No time.
And what a contrast, by the way, to his former television co-star.
The Schneid.
The Schneid, who, yeah. by all accounts, is just as straight up and a God-fearing American and is Superman's father, and he's just is all things that's right and good in the world.
Yes.
I mean, if we're honest, even Cooter's doing better, right?
Cooter was doing all right for himself. Yeah, Boss Hogg, I don't think he's ever put his hand down anybody's pants and grabbed their butt.
That's weird.
It is weird.
Down the pants.
Why do you got to get the
inside.
Bare butt? Why can't
you gotta...
just grub the outside butt?
Oh.
Not that I recommend that.
No,
never
don't,
be grabbing
don't do any
butt
of this. But...
without an invitation, but why do you got to get the bare butt?
I know where it is. It's in your butt.
That's right. Yes. Maybe he was looking for something. Maybe
coke.
Lots of cocaine. Maybe there was a missing baggie, and he thought maybe she was keistering it, and he was trying to get back his rightful property. That's all.
Boo to him.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
Look at me, mouth making. Right? Mouth making some sounds there.
It's catching on now.
Today's celebrity birthdays. The Sprouse twins. Sprouse!
Mm-hmm.
Cole and Dylan are 25 years old today. Daniel Day Kim, who I think is available if you're looking to hire an actor for a TV program.
Got to pay him a lot, though.
Yeah, he's 49 years old. Billy Bob Thornton is 62. And former POTUS, Barack Obama, celebrates his 56th birthday today.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
You're very welcome, Mr. President. Seems like he's enjoying his time off, doesn't it?
Wouldn't you
doesn't
be?
Doesn't it seem like he's just got the weight of the world lifted off
yeah.
his shoulder and he's jet skiing with Richard Branson
yeah.
and just jet
surfing,
the world and just laughing. Just
yeah.
laughing, just pointing and laughing at us saying, you people are idiots.
Appreciate me now, don't you? Yeah. I think being an ex-president is a great job. That's a great living, too. Right?
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. doing all right for himself. Miss you, Barry.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, thanks, Obama. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We are less than 3 hours away from cutting off the sales on our latest limited edition Kevin and Bean t-shirt. This was a success.
It's going on, went on sale yesterday at 10 a.m. for 24 hours only, limited edition. I'm going to keep reminding you because I don't want to hear from you at 10:15 going, hey, I forgot that it was for sale for 24 hours. Can I buy some now? No, you cannot. $19.99 plus tax. Just go to KREC.com/success. Part of the proceeds benefit Kevin and his wife's great charity, the Friends and Helpers Foundation, that do such outstanding work for abused women and children in Southern California. So it's a good cause. It's a good T-shirt. And I think you'll enjoy it. Get all the information at KREC.com/success. All right, Allie, I love this this story in the Wall Street Journal about the antennas. Don't you?
So much. So much.
I mean, I guess it makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense.
You know, if you're of a certain age, if you're a young person listening to me right now and you're 25 years old, you have grown up in a world where you watch DirecTV or you watch the Dish Network or you, you know, maybe don't even have those services anymore. You're watching everything on apps. You're watching Netflix. You're watching Hulu. You're watching Amazon. And it may be surprising for you to know that the local channels, your channel 2 and your channel 4 and your channel 5 and your 7 and your 9 and your 11 and your 13, all of those channels are free. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay for them, but you do need an amazing piece of technology called a TV antenna.
Yeah. What?
For 75 years, there have been TV antennas, but they're not used as much anymore because so many of us have a cable service.
Yeah.
So this article in the Wall Street Journal is talking to people who have recently discovered that there is a way to get free TV and are blown away by it.
My favorite is a guy that actually sells the antennas, which, by the way, are now better looking. You can hide them right behind a flat screen. They don't have to look like the rabbit ears behind your TV.
Or climb up under the roof to put one up there, right?
Right. But he's selling them and people are asking him, is this legal? And someone's quote is, no, you can't live in America for free. What are you talking about? I just find that amazing. But according to a survey, 29% of Americans, that's a third of Americans, unaware that local TV is actually free with an antenna.
Yeah,
that's a huge number.
It is a lot of people. I guess they just don't get they haven't been getting the word out. I guess the people who run those kinds of campaigns just assume people know about antennas, but they don't. Well, there is a young man who's mentioned in the article who has recently discovered the antenna, and he is very excited about it. And we thought it might be nice to bring him on and get his perspective on the story. Dan Sisko joins us on the Kevin DeBeach Show, 28 years old. How are you, Dan?
Hey, please call me Dan.
Yes, okay, I did. Dan. I called you Dan. So the article, you talked to the Wall Street Journal. Here's how their article begins. Dan Sisko has discovered a technology that allows him to access a half a dozen major TV channels completely free.
Yeah.
And you were surprised?
Life hack.
Well,
right?
Right.
It's
right?
Not really a life hack. It's something we've all known about, but it's new to you.
Sure
you didn't?
You did. Sure, now that I told you about it. Oh, I always knew about it. I can get television for free.
Yes, it's over the air. They're required to offer it over the air so that people don't have to pay to see television.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
No, that's what
I'm... I don't have to pay for television any longer. And you know what? I don't need to remember any password. I just turn it on. And my eyes drink it in.
Yes, it is an antenna that pulls in a signal from the air. You don't have to log in. There's no Wi-Fi or anything like that.
How awesome am I? I discovered a new way to watch television.
Well, I don't think...
It's called Cisco Vision.
Dan, you didn't discover it. It's been around for 75 years. People have been watching TV with antennas.
Okay, future man.
I'm just
from the future. Now you live in 75 years in the future now. Okay, whatever you say.
Look,
I wish I had some of whatever you're smoking.
I am. It sounds like you've smoked plenty, Dan. I don't think you need what I've got.
Oh, listen. And right now I'm talking to you, and I've got awful reception here on my phone, the cell phone in my house. So I have found a way to plug a phone into a wall.
Well, Dan, that's just a landline.
And the signal never goes anywhere. You never break up. You can hear always the person on the other end, like now I'm talking to you through a wall.
Okay,
Dan, that's just a phone.
It's a landline. It's a phone, and it's wired instead of wireless. That's why the connection is better.
And, you know when you order from Postmates and they bring you food to your house?
Yeah.
Sure.
I found a place you can go to. It's a building, and they've got shelves and shelves of food. You can just look around and
pick stuff
like
out,
a grocery store,
and you put it in this thing on this wheel. It's like a basket on wheels.
Yes,
and then you take it, and then you pay for it, and you take it home.
It's just a grocery cart.
It's a grocery store. They've been around for hundreds,
but
thousands
I'm cutting
of years.
Postmates. I'm cutting out the middleman. I'm cutting out Postmates.
Yes, of course. You go and buy your own food at the grocery store. Come on, Dan.
And you know the things those Uber guys get around in.
Cars?
Cars?
Yes. Uh-huh. You can get one without the driver.
Get one without the driver?
Oh, Dan's landline just went down. Peppy number for a Friday from Green Day on the world-famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ and the Kevin and Bean Show. Thank you to Alicia Peters from San Pedro. She just won a whole mess of tickets to Southern California theme parks, including the Six Flags Magic Mountain, Six Flags Hurricane Harbor. Hey, you think that old guy from the Six Flags commercial alley is still alive?
He's a young guy, just with an old face, prosthetics.
He was like 100
yeah,
or something.
He's an actor,
when
dancing.
He was doing the ads like 10 years ago, he was like 100. I just can't even imagine. I mean, I don't want to bum anyone out, but I feel like he may have left us. He's that old then.
Don't believe so.
There it is.
There it is.
All right.
Yeah. Feel it. No, he's a young guy, just in the ad, wearing prosthetics on his face. We're fine.
Not only Six Flags Magic Mountain and Hurricane Harbor, but also the San Diego Zoo, the San Diego Safari Park, Knott's Berry Farm, Knott's Soak City. You get all of those. You can go to KROQ.com for another chance to win. We've got them for you all day long here on the world-famous KROQ. I can't imagine what it's like to be a little kid and dream of growing up and playing professional football. I know very few boys and increasingly girls who don't have that dream. But imagine being one of the ones who gets to live that dream. Imagine being one of the few who gets to grow up and do it going into his 14th season,
wow.
Ladies and gentlemen. Six-time Pro Bowler from your Los Angeles Chargers. Still sounds weird.
It does.
But sounds pretty great. Phillip Rivers joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ right now. Mr. Rivers, what a thrill, sir. How are you?
Hey, doing good. Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing fine. I think we had John a few years ago, but it's been too long, and a lot has changed for you. Are you in the car right now, Phillip?
No, I'm actually sitting outside here, outside of our meeting rooms.
Okay,
getting ready to meet a little bit, and then head over to practice.
Well, you know, I asked that question because there's been so much interest in your commuting schedule. I mean, very few people want to drive 75 miles each way in Southern California traffic, but you've figured out a way to make it work, right?
Yeah, I think so. We're going to find out how smooth it's going to be, but I think it's going to be just fine. And it's really not that bad. We haven't done it much yet because during training camp, we're kind of all here all the time. But,
yeah.
I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I totally get you've got a full life and have for with your wife and your kids and everything down in San Diego. I totally get why you don't want to disrupt everybody and move them up here. But let's talk about this sports complex down in Costa Mesa, because people are going crazy by the access you are giving the fans down there. And apparently they are showing up in big numbers every time you guys practice, right?
It's been really awesome. Sorry for the beeping in the background. I got a truck unloading here. It's been great. Shoot, that first day, I think a lot of us didn't know what to expect, and then you pull up there and there's fans everywhere, and they've really done a nice job of the setup over there, right there, Orange Coast College, across the street, that Jack Hammett Sports Complex in Costa Mesa. And, there's so many things for fans and kids to do, playing games and things, and then a big grandstand there to sit to watch practice, and the fields are great. So
it's free too, by the way. And a lot of times, you know, the NFL gets the rep that they're out there just making money at every opportunity, but this is a free deal for fans who want to come out and see you guys, right?
Yeah, it's one of those deals for me. I mean, I'm just trying to think, if I was a football fan, even in just in the area on a summer day. I mean, once you've exhausted so many things there are to do here in the summer, I would say, hey, let's ride over there one morning and check out practice and hang out for a morning.
Sure, yeah.
It's definitely a neat experience, especially as you open, mentioning those dreams that a young boy may have. And I growing up in a small town in North Alabama, we didn't have access to an NFL football team.
No, certainly not.
And of course, I know there's a lot more to do here than than there was in my little town.
Philip, let me ask you about those little boys who dream of the job that you've been lucky enough to have for so long. What is it like for you as you go through your day and you run into people everywhere you go? You're a very recognizable person, and are people just starstruck? Do they have trouble talking to you? Or do they treat you like they know you and they've got a lot of opinions and they tell you what you're doing wrong? I mean, what's it like when you interact with fans just out on the street?
Well, I think you get all the above. I mean, you get the ones that are nervous, that treat you like somebody different, which you're always humbled by that. But I go, shoot, I'm just the same guy just like you are. And then you definitely get those that you kind of makes me laugh. The ones that act like they're your best buddy.
That know how to coach a team and they know how to quarterback better than you do, according to them, right?
I've had a few of those. Hey, Rivers, no more interceptions this year, all right? I'm like, yeah,
Good plan. No kidding.
I'm trying not to. Yeah,
and you're like, oh, you know what? I hadn't thought about no more interceptions. That's a great note. Thank you for that. We haven't had a chance. This is the voice of Philip Rivers, number 17, quarterback for your Los Angeles Chargers, here on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about, among other things, the Jack Hammett Sports Complex in Costa Mesa, where you can go from 10 till noon each day and watch the team practicing for free. We haven't had a chance to talk to you, Philip, since the news of the big move. I'm sure you had mixed emotions about it. I would imagine. I mean, San Diego's been your home forever. But how surprised were you when word came down? Is it something that just came out of the blue, or did you have an inkling that it was happening?
Well, I think, you know, it was hovering around for the last handful of years. But we knew that we were going to know one way or the other kind of in this short period of time. It just had a feel of something was about to happen. And then pretty much, though, it was just bam, it happened. You know, I mean, there is no ease into it. It's either you're going or you're not. So, I think as you can imagine, you kind of went through that natural progression of the shock and then the emotions you have. But I've come full circle in that sense over time, and I'm fired up. I think our team and our whole organization is fired up to be here, and we're thankful for the welcoming that we've gotten. I mean, and we know we got a long way to go, but it's been a good start so far.
Sure. When you saw the Ryan Tannehill news yesterday, and we all got our fingers crossed that he's going to be okay, it's very concerning, that video. That must be something you think about every single day, as you're always one snap away from something that could be awful for you. How do you put that out of your mind and play at your peak potential every day?
Yeah, I think it really is something that you can't think about. You just go out. You know it can happen at any time. You saw him. Of course, you hope it wasn't. You hope it's not so bad. But he's not. It's non-contact. I mean, a lot of these things are non-contact. He was just running like he's done so many times. Mm-hmm. So you just can't go out there and play scared or nervous about and try to be too careful, because in my experience, that's when something does happen, when you're worried about it. So. And trying to be, oh, don't do that, don't step there, just play and go. But, yeah, that's the game we sign up for.
Well, I'll just leave you with this, Phil, because I know you got to go, and that is, at least thanks to Tom Brady, you look like a young man out there.
How dare you? He's just 40 as of yesterday and never looked better.
But I'm just saying, a guy like Philip Rivers, there was a time where people went, I don't know, man, Rivers is 35. What do you think he's got left? Any gas in that tank? Now they look at you and they go, oh, he's a kid.
I know. How about that?
How about that, indeed?
That's good for us. Brady and Breeze both. Drew's getting close. And we're just these young guys down here at 35.
Well, you are you're living the dream, and I know it's something you've always wanted to do. And man, it's so great that you're still enjoying it as much as you are. You're still so fired up about it. I'm glad the fans are welcoming you to a little northern part of Southern California than you're used to. But we're excited about the season, man. We're excited about training camp, and football can't get here fast enough. And we really appreciate the time. It's always good to talk to you, Philip.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Anytime. We're 5 weeks from the season. We get in the season. Well, come on again.
All right, Thank man. You. Sounds great. Thanks so much. Right. Speaking of Radiohead, speaking of Creep, that is a band that has had a complicated relationship with that song. You know, they've been playing it again. They've been playing it. I won't say every show, but a lot of shows on this current tour. But remember, for all those years where they refused to play Creep in concert,
Absolutely. For a long time. Yeah, when they played it at Coachella, I was like, really? Creep? That's pretty
really?
Big.
It's back?
Yeah.
Thom Yorke called that song crap. One time at a concert in Montreal, the fans were going crazy for Creep, chanting for him to play it. And he replied, F off, we're tired of it. And I thought this was interesting. I don't think I ever knew this before. Johnny Greenwood, guitarist for the band, said he didn't even like the song when it was written. He didn't even like it when they were recording it. And he tried to sabotage it by hitting the guitar really, really hard. And that's that crazy, you know, in the song. He said, oh, if I screw this up, they won't be able to release it because
it'll sound
so bad. But it's kind of partly it feeds into the angst of the lyrics, and it ends up being a brilliant record partly because of the guitar playing on the song. So they hated, they were trying to distance themselves from that song. And I also think, and by the way, New Musical Express just put out a fascinating article, and Radiohead's Creep is on the list, of bands that hate one of their biggest hits.
Oh, man.
And Radiohead is on that list. And I think part of the reason for Radiohead also was this was a band that had lots of great songs. Not all of them sounded like Creep. Mm-mm. And I think they were worried about people thinking, oh, that's the Creep band, and not thinking of them as serious artists or album artists or artists that had a lot of different variety in them. You don't want to be typecast with a song like that, with any song, really.
Sure, but as musicians, I think one of the benefits to doing your art is people appreciating it. And people love that song. So the fact that you're like, nope, sorry, we don't like it, that's such an F you to the fans that essentially are paying their life. That you live because these people are here to hear that song.
Yeah,
that's
insane. I know a song can mean so much to you. For God's sakes. Kevin, remember Kevin? You used to be on the Kevin Beach. Mm-hmm. That was his first dance song at his wedding. I mean, that's the
Which
type of...
Which is weird on so many
it's
levels.
It's very disturbing, and we need to bring in a psychiatrist. But what I'm saying is, you're right. The music, there's two different things. There's how the artist feels about making the music, mm-hmm. and then there's how it is received by the audience. And sometimes they are wildly different. Creep could be somebody's favorite song in the whole wide world. The band can hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it might be interesting to take a look at some of the other songs on the list. And some of them are completely understandable, but some of them are so infuriating to me, Ali. Because I want the artist, the guy who writes and sings the song, to like it as much as I do.
Yeah.
Because it's great. All right, here's one on the list, and I bet you can tell why the Beastie Boys hate this song.
You gotta fight for your right to
They grew up, you know, they were punky, snot-nosed kids in the beginning, and they grew up into very thoughtful, mature Buddhists who looked back on it and said, I just sound like an a-hole on that song with all the stuff that we're talking about doing. Mike D said, the song sucks. It really upsets me that we may have reinforced certain values of some people in our audience when our own values were actually totally different. So I think they just kind of grew out of that one.
I get it. I get growing out of it. It's still a party song that people want to hear.
All right. You ready to get really mad?
Yes.
Here we go.
And after all,
how dare you?
You're my wonderwall.
All right. Now, here's
First of all, I'm sure Noel and Liam are mad about every song they did together. But Wonderwall? F you guys. Come on.
I mean, it's got to be in the top 100 songs of all time ever, right?
Absolutely.
And I think there's a caveat on this one. I'm sure Noel still loves this song.
Yeah.
It's Liam who hates everything that Noel created, as you pointed out. Here's what Liam said. I can't effing stand that effing song. Every time I have to sing it, I want to gag, he says.
Shut up, potato.
Which is kind of depressing for those of us that love Wonderwall. All right, you guys remember R.E.M.? They had so many great songs here on K-Rock. Here's one that Michael Stipe says he hates. How does the shiny, happy people, how did that age for you, Allie?
I'm good not hearing it. I think I support Michael Stipe on this one.
By the way, I watched the video for that last night as I was putting this together, and it hasn't aged well either.
Yeah.
That's a Kate Pearson from the B-52s who's singing along on it, too. All right, here's another weird one. By the way, 9 out of the top 10 songs on this list are K-Rock songs. This one is going to surprise you because it's so recent. How have you already learned to hate this song, Lord?
I will never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us.
A
again, just a breath of fresh air, right? Just a magnificent song.
And that's what put her on the map.
Absolutely.
And maybe it's just she feels like she's grown musically and that doesn't represent her anymore. But
here's what she says. And this is interesting and kind of different from other people on the list. She says, it's not that I hate the song. I just don't think it's a very good song. And it sounds terrible when other people sing it. She says she hears people covering the song and everyone she hears it from, she says it's a horrible song. It sounds like a ringtone from a 2006 Nokia phone, she says. The melodies aren't cool. They're not good. It's disastrous. It's just awful. For some reason, she says, the record that she made worked, but she thinks it's a crap song.
Huh.
And it's verified for in her mind by hearing other people sing that song. So, again, complicated relationship with that song. All right. Artists who hate their biggest hit in some cases. That's certainly the case here with Chrissy Hynde.
Got this.
Now, I don't know about you, but to me, this song is timeless.
Yes.
It has aged beautifully. It doesn't sound 35 years old or whatever it is right now. She said she hated it with a vengeance. She said she wasn't very happy with it. She told her producer at the time they were recording their first album as The Pretenders that she would let him release that over her dead body. And then, of course, it ended up being the breakthrough song and one of their biggest hits ever. All right, here's another one that's going to surprise you and it's going to hurt you, Allie, because it involves your boyfriend, Chris Martin. Are you ready?
Okay.
Speed of Sound, everybody.
It's one of my least favorite Coldplay songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Chris says it pains him, and that's why they almost never play it in concert. Since 2012, they have played it just 7 times in concert. Even though it was a really big hit, they just would prefer to pretend that it didn't exist. All right, up next on this top 10 list, MGMT. I'm sorry, I still love this song. Andrew Van Weygarten of the band MGMT. It sounds like you're on Andrew's side.
Yeah.
He says it's not exactly hatred, but there's not a huge amount of love there. I just think it's a stupid song. I think some of it is that there's partial irony and sarcasm in the lyric, but I'm 27 years old now, and it's hard to hear that coming from a 19-year-old. So he is kind of – I mean, they still play it, but he doesn't like it. And that must be weird, by the way. I know you said, you know, you're a performer and you do it for the fans. But if you really dislike a song, you got to dread that slot in the concert every night, I would think, right?
I think you need to get over that. Maybe I'm projecting, but come on, suck it up. It's 4 minutes.
Here's one that was a number one song from a couple of years ago and just elevated Miley Cyrus into the stratosphere. But here's what she has to say about... I think it's a great song. And at what? Why are you laughing?
Beer mug's closing his eyes. He's got a lighter. He is feeling it.
I love that song. And I think it is an amazing vocal performance from Miley. Now, here's the caveat with this one. It's not the song she hates so much. It's the video.
Yeah.
She said, I'm never living it down. I'll always be the naked girl on the wrecking ball. No matter how much I try, I'll always just be the naked girl on the wrecking ball. I should have thought about how long that was going to have to follow me around. All right, one more, and I need everybody to sit down, and I need everybody to deal with this because this is going to be the hardest one on the list. Mm-hmm. Artists that hate their own songs, we're talking about Kurt Cobain. I mean, I'm sorry. If you write and play a song like that, that's drop the mic. And you're a god, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, one of the greatest songs of all time. Kurt Cobain said, it's almost an embarrassment for me to play that song. Everyone's focused on that song. People have seen it on MTV a million times, and that's why it gets such a big reaction. It's been pounded into their brains, but I can barely get through Teen Spirit. I literally want to throw my guitar down and walk away. So I guess it just got too popular for him. Like, this was the period where, you know, Nirvana wanted to be a punk band and they didn't want to be on the cover of magazines. And I think that just represents that for him, is it's like, oh my God, it's a monster and it's out of my control and I can't stand it, you know?
I wish for everyone to have these problems.
Right?
Yes.
Smells like Teen Spirit. Come on.
So good.
It's awesome. Deal. Friday morning on the world famous K-Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hello.
What's going on in Hollywood, man?
Oh, so much.
Good things, bad things.
So much things.
All right.
First of all, no justice, no peace, right?
Sure.
We found out yesterday that Justin Bieber will have no charges filed against him for running over and murdering that photographer and then backing up over him and then spitting on his grave.
He's very much alive, didn't back up, nor is there a grave.
Oh. Well, anyway, 57-year-old Maurice Lamont was run down like a dog in the street, and Bieber's just going to walk away because white man don't go to jail. That's why.
So we live in a world now where you can just kill anybody if you're famous enough.
That's right. He's not going to be charged or cited for the accident. In fact, authorities say Maurice Lamont was actually in the wrong for standing in the street.
I mean,
if you're standing in the street.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Maurice Lamont, black.
Justin Bieber, white.
That's all I'm saying.
Also standing in the streets.
Oh, black man can't stand in the street?
Not taking pictures of a car.
Just for you white people, you're allowed to stand in the street?
Here we go. It's on.
Right.
Race war.
Exactly.
Race war is on, everybody. It's going down. It's going down. Oh. Race war. Come on. Race war.
My people have been kept on the sidewalk for too long.
You are a white man from Philly.
We're going to walk in the streets. If we want to walk in the streets, we'll walk in the streets.
You are really white.
You see that? You see how white people do?
Right? Biebs, by the way, has given us all an explanation of why he had to cancel the rest of his Purpose tour. Hmm.
Was he finding Jesus?
No.
Bike riding?
He wasn't bike riding. Wasn't finding Jesus. Here's what he told us on a very incoherent message on Instagram.
He sure could use spell check.
I want my career to be sustainable, but I also want my mind, heart, and soul to be sustainable so that I can be the man I want to be, the husband I eventually want to be, and the father I want to be. So that's why he had to cancel a tour, because he's going to have kids someday.
Oh.
So those last 2-3 weeks of the tour would lead him to be a bad husband and father.
Right.
Okay.
Down the road.
Okay.
Because,
right.
You know,
yeah.
you get tired swimmers there, and you can't be a good father,
yeah.
I guess.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
It's, your heart and mind sustainable. What's that? What does that even mean? It's all just double-speak crap.
He should just say, I was tired, I was over it.
See,
sorry,
I didn't wanna.
Guys.
I didn't wanna, because I'm a petulant child man, and I didn't wanna.
Look, I don't mind disappointing the fans. It's just who I am. I'm going to go out and run me over another black dude.
It's like him and John Mayer. John Mayer, remember he said, we've lost so many great artists lately. I give Justin 2 thumbs up for realizing it was time to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But what do they think these guys are doing?
Mm.
They're not breaking rocks with a pickaxe.
No.
They all just sing, right? As last time I checked, they sing and dance.
Here's the only thing I will say about someone who's as huge as Justin Bieber is. I'm sure, the going on stage, all of that, and then you think the rest of your day is free, whatever. I can't imagine how exhausting it would be to be that guy. He can't go anywhere without children, girls, screaming in his face, just freaking out. It's the price
he
pays.
He should be sleeping. He should be sleeping. If he's so tired from before, no. Seriously, go back to the hotel room and draw your blackout drapes and sleep so you can have energy to perform at the next gig.
It is his job.
That's your job.
Yeah. That is true.
And he's working 2 hours a night. So whatever he needs to do to keep himself going in shape, he can do.
I think he's the world's biggest douchebag.
Zero sympathy for this guy.
I have a little bit.
Why?
I just have a little bit.
What's the downside that's not self-created with
him? He was brought into a life that he wasn't ready for, and he didn't have the role models there to teach him right and wrong. And I think he's just been kind of bombarded with stuff and doesn't have people to lean on. I think that's sad. Ralph wants to punch me in the face.
If I may weigh in, I think I agree with both of you here because, I think you do need, at that level of fame, you do need to step off the treadmill once in a while.
Well, first of all, he shouldn't be on a treadmill because he's tired
that's why
from
so
doing
tired.
His performances.
All that bike riding.
Enough. He's riding bikes and running on treadmills.
But the way to do that is to not schedule more shows than you are comfortable performing.
Yeah, if you're on tour for 2 years, at some point you're going to get tired. That was just bad planning. Yeah,
plan better is what I'm saying.
Yeah. You have people telling you need to do these shows and making money and all that. He just...
He needs Jesus.
Oh, my Lord. People are the worst. Well, here's a guy who knows how to do it right. Your show, This Is Us, Allie. Your beloved
yes.
This Is Us on NBC.
Love it so much.
They just announced yesterday they're going to have a very special co-star this season. Guest star. Sylvester Stallone.
Huh.
Will be playing himself in at least one episode of the series. Actor Justin Hartley, who plays Kevin on the show, as in the film, he's cast in a movie with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
And so they will show them working together.
Allie, you don't watch, right, Ralph?
I'm sorry, what now?
You don't watch This Is Us?
I do not, sir.
You do not. Allie, wasn't last year, didn't Ron Howard make an appearance and offer him a role in a movie? Am I thinking, am
yes.
I being crazy?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the same deal. I
it
wonder
is.
If this
it's
is
that
this
movie.
Is the movie. Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is the Ron Howard movie that Kevin's cast in. At the end of the season, he will be co-starring with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
So we just get to see that.
Well, you have time
to
catch up.
And you can change. Everybody can change.
So your sister, I would like to lift her because I could use, you know.
Nope.
Getting a pump.
Nope.
Oh, get
right.
it,
you
I could,
can stop right now.
I could, you know.
Nope.
Pump
no.
Up
Sylvester,
by
no.
Lifting the
no
weight.
No.
You know, lifting the weight. I'm just saying, you know, it's really useful with all the weightlifting.
You would
do.
Feel differently about the sister if you watched the show.
Ralph.
I don't feel different about nothing,
Ralph.
Right?
Oh, no.
She ate first Twinkie.
I'm sorry I laughed.
Well, you're a rude guy. I'm trying very hard, and you're being rude. That's bad
right.
manners.
You're being rude. I'm just talking about lifting
okay.
large weights.
What else you got?
Getting okay. pumped, you know?
Any birthdays?
Just
I could say. Go to. Who's getting older?
This is us. She is us. Right?
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, the Sprouse Boys, Cole and Dylan. Weren't they in Suite Life? Was that the show they
Zach
were
Zach and Cody, yeah.
Zach and Cody, right?
Which one do you like better?
Oh, I'm Team Cole.
Are you? I think yeah. I like Dylan.
Really?
Yeah.
But Cole's got that sphincter.
What? What?
I don't know what that
happened.
I want a doctor to tell me why that was the first pull from Ralph. What's happening?
That's what he's famous for, right?
No!
What are you talking
What? Isn't he a singer?
Not that I'm aware of.
I thought he sang.
And what
oh,
was that
larynx.
Have to do with
I mean,
his...
I meant larynx. I'm
oh,
sorry.
There you go.
Larynx.
Very different.
I got my body parts confused.
Yeah.
I thought he was a singer. I thought he had a nice voice. I thought Cole was the singer. Is Dylan the singer?
No.
Which one sings?
I think they're both actors. Maybe they sing. I don't know. Leave their sphincter out of this.
Daniel Day Kim is 49 years old today.
Now, he just retired from acting right after a long, illustrious, multiple Oscar winning career.
Daniel Day Lewis. Very different guy. No applause for yourself, please.
Thank you, Muggs.
It's bad form. Muggs didn't do anything. You
he
were
laughed.
Playing applause.
He laughed.
You played applause for yourself.
Right, but then
for
Muggs laughed.
Bad,
that
bad.
Validated me.
Put it
he
in the
bad.
File.
He was clearing his throat.
Right. He's clearing his sphincter.
Oh.
Billy Bob Thornton, 62 years old. And Barack Obama.
It's not okay, and it has to stop.
Tell me about it. Thanks, Obama. 56 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey!
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's how it's done.
Wow.
Chip.
Wow.
Hating on Chip while she's gone. Look at Beer Mug stepping up. Hey, it's LA and OC's Alternative Rock, 106.7 KROQ, world famous K-Rock. I don't think I've got the internal, what's that expression? The internal what?
Clock?
When you have the,
barometer?
No, you have the,
barometer?
The strength. You have the strength. Intestitude? What's the word I'm looking for? Internal?
Fortitude.
Fortitude.
Fortitude. That's the word. That's the expression. I don't think I could be president is what I'm saying.
You could have just said that.
I should have. Because you can't. Forget pleasing all the people. You can't ever even please half the people. The daggers are out. If you're the president, no matter what you do, everything is going to be second guessed. Now, that doesn't mean you don't sometimes screw up and that you don't deserve that you know, those negative comments. But a lot of times you're just trying to do the best you can, yet people hate you for it anyway. You know, President Obama, every time he went on vacation, for instance, people are like, hey, are the problems fixed in America? How do you have time to go on vacation? One of those citizens who was very upset with President Obama was a young man from New York named Donald J. Trump. Here's a little bit of him talking about President Obama's vacation schedule.
I love golf, but if I were in the White House, I don't think I'd ever see Turnberry again. I don't think I'd ever see Doral again. I own Doral in Miami. I don't think I'd ever see many of the places that I have. I don't ever think I'd see anything. I just want to stay in the White House and work my ass off, make great deals, right? Who's going to leave?
There won't be time to go on vacations. There won't be time to go golfing all the time.
Okay, so that's candidate Trump. President Trump. Already under fire for spending so many weekends at his resorts in Florida, Virginia, and New Jersey, is scheduled to leave today for what aides are calling a 17-day working vacation based at the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. No president in history has ever golfed more frequently than President Trump has. And a lot of people are very confused by that because it seems at odds with what he was saying about the last dude. So let's find out what's in store. Maybe we've got it all wrong. No hail to the chief here, Beer Mug. A little appropriate music for the 45th president of the United States of America.
There it is.
As he joins us on the phone on route to vacation.
I thought my administration was screwed up.
You are looking pretty good right now, Mr. President.
A well-oiled machine at the White House compared to what's going on there in your little radio station, okay?
So it's called intestinal fortitude? That's the expression?
No, it's called intestitude. You don't have the intestitude.
Okay, all right. I wasn't aware of that.
Be the president.
I really don't, but I have to say I do have sympathy with the fact that everybody criticizes everything the president does all the time, always. But I feel like
way
you kind
of too much criticism. First of all, it's all fake. They're criticizing me about fake things that aren't even real. They're not even really, really happening. It's all fake.
But I think
the good things are all real, and the fake things are all bad.
Right. But don't you go golfing almost every weekend at one of your Trump properties?
This is what I'm talking about. You take the fake news, and you keep saying it over and over again.
No, I'm asking a question. I'm asking you to confirm or deny that you frequently, on the weekend, go to one of your resorts and golf.
There was one weekend where I did not golf, okay? There was one.
That was one in 6 months, though.
Like I was telling the chief of the Boy Scouts the other day. We had a very long phone conversation. First of all, he said, best speech they had ever gotten from me was the best one. Yeah. And then also the Boy Scout champion said to me, take some time off, relax.
Ali, you want to handle this?
Yeah.
You're working too hard.
President Trump.
I am the Swami of the Boy Scouts.
Okay.
And I say to you, Donald Trump, you got to relax because you're going to burn out.
Yeah, the Boy Scouts actually came out and said, A, we never called President Trump and told him it was the greatest speech ever. And they actually apologized for you and what you said in front of all of the kids at the Jamboree.
First of all, okay, that's not important. What's important is that who knew being president was so exhausting? No one had any idea.
Everybody tried to tell you.
Everyone ever.
How difficult it is to be
president.
It's
the hardest job in the world.
Easy.
And I need some rest because, first of all, I want my mind and my body and my heart to be sustainable.
I
need to be sustainable for all the work that is doing that needs to be sustained.
All right, that's Justin Bieber's release. That's not you saying that. That's what Justin Bieber
said. I don't know anything about his release.
I was afraid of that.
That sound weird.
I was afraid of that. Mr. President,
I've never been alone with Justin Bieber.
Just ignore that I said
one
that.
One time on an Access Hollywood bus. But I didn't see him release.
What are you going to be doing on this quote-unquote working vacation? Because 17 days seems like a long time to be taking taking off your job.
It's going to be a working vacation, okay?
Uh-huh. Meaning
I'll be calling Putin a lot of conversations with Putin.
All right.
And also a lot of rallies. I need a lot of rallies. I need to go to a lot of places where people voted for me and have them applaud for me.
Okay.
Very important. Like, I did it yesterday in West Virginia.
Yes, you did.
It was amazing. It was like It was like being on the campaign trail again.
Right, but you
it
won.
It was pointless, don't get me wrong, but it was amazing.
You right. do know you won. There's no need for this. You're the president.
A lot of applause. I need it.
You do get a lot of right? applause. Okay.
I can't. Certain bodily functions won't happen unless people are applauding for me.
Oh no.
I have that to have Melania come by and applaud for me a lot
okay.
in the bedroom.
Okay. You know what? We got to go, actually. It has got uncomfortable, but I hope
I
you have
also
a great...
Yes. Sarah Huckabee Sanders come by
nope.
and applaud for me as well.
No.
If she can put down the donut.
Come on, Mr. President.
Oh, you're right. My bad. She's thin.
We have a glitch in the software, Allie. I'm disappointed. We are apparently shipping This Was a Success, Kevin Bean T-shirts to Massachusetts.
Oh, no. Again?
I know, because a lot of the mass holes, they bought mm-hmm. the last T-shirt.
Yeah.
And I thought, and I put in a special request. I'm like, is there any way we can block those zip codes or something? We don't want people walking around Boston in these T-shirts. But apparently our listeners are all over, and they're able to get the shirt, too. So here's what we're talking about. The brand new
This Was a Success.
Limited edition Kevin Bean T-shirt is on sale right now. It went up at 10 o'clock yesterday morning, and we will cut off sales at 10 o'clock this morning. It's for 24 hours only. So really, you only have an hour and 37 minutes if you want to get your shirt. No more available after that. And the reason we do that, by the way, is so that we can make however many you want. We don't have to make a run of X number and then have a bunch left over or whatnot. So we'll make as many as we order. There's no limit on it. So go ahead and buy them. Just $19.99 plus tax. Part of the proceeds benefit Kevin and his wife's local charity, the Friends and Helpers Foundation, that does excellent work for abused women and children, victims of domestic violence here in Southern California. So just go to krock.com/success, but do it this morning sometime in the next hour and 37 minutes. Friday morning on the world-famous K-Rock, Allie and AOC's Alternative Rock. Thanks so much for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, in about 15 minutes or so, not only will Ralph be here with the showbiz bee, but we'll tell you all about Keep It 100, where you get the opportunity to pick any. That's one of your favorite segments of the week, isn't it, Ralph?
Love it so much.
Yeah, the listeners have been awesome with the songs they've been picking, so maybe there's something. Well, we'll tell you all about it coming up in just a couple minutes. First, though, we need to take care of this business. Mm-hmm. Allie, have you been back to the dentist lately since we last talked about it?
Not since a few days ago, but,
no,
but I will be.
My eye tooth is sore. Can you massage it?
Yeah, whatever you say to a dentist, I don't know.
Allie's got a new dentist, and she's posting pictures of him on Instagram,
listen.
And she's got a poster on her wall, and... Yeah, she took a billboard out. I don't know what's going on with you and your freaking dentist.
I saw her writing her first name with his last name on a peachy folder, and it just seemed inappropriate over and over and over again. Mrs. Allie the dentist. It's I don't
his
know
his name is Dr. the Dentist. You're right.
Yes.
Which is convenient that he went into that line of work.
New, right?
Yeah, my dentist, he retired in January, and I didn't know. I guess I wasn't looking at the emails. And I was in the waiting room, and this hot guy walked by and walked right back. And I was like, what's that all about? He just knows where.
That's a model with a dental emergency.
Exactly.
Right there.
I'm like, he knows his hygienist, whatever. And the woman at the front desk said, that's his replacement. And kind of gave me this look like, yeah, we won. He's a young, handsome, bright green eyes, charming, great personality. Does not look like what you would think a dentist would look like. He looks like he's going to leave the middle of your appointment and go and try out for a soap opera.
And I want to know, because I always get criticized for being creepy. I want to know
because
if you're
creepy. That's
well, I'm not at all. Yeah. I'm not at all. But I want to know if you were able to control your emotions a little bit, or did you make it obvious that were you fluttering your eyelids at him and giving him come hither looks? What was happening?
Well, we've had a conversation about how you behave.
That's
at the
what
dentist.
This is all about. Months ago, we had this conversation. When you're at your dentist's office and he's working in your mouth, do you stare straight at the dentist? Or is that creepy?
And what was your position?
I say you either close your eyes or you look anywhere but the dentist's eyes.
Right.
And I told him this story, and I said, that's changed now. I'm just going to stare straight at you.
You were looking in his eyes,
and I told him that because I was trying to be funny, but also let him know I'm about to be creepy.
Yeah.
And I said, can I post a picture of you on Instagram? Maybe get you some new clients. He's like, I mean, sure, that's fine.
Seems
so far,
a little stalkery to me.
Oh, it's nuts. I was crazy.
What was he giving? Yeah. Give me a cleaning? Was that the premise?
No, he was checking my teeth after the hygienist gave me the cleaning because I did wind up having a cavity.
Oh.
My first cavity in 20 years, and it's unfortunately in an area where they have to put on a crown. So that's it's a very long process.
Oh, it's fate.
So I have to go back.
But you think he was okay with what the with everything, you posting the pictures?
I think. Yeah. Oh no, I asked him if I could, and his receptionist was like, "Just tag us." So yeah, no.
But you thought it was all fine at all?
I thought it was funny, and
you thought it was great. You thought the interaction was fine.
Yeah.
I'm just I have no idea. I wasn't there, but okay. I just wonder what his version of the events would be like. Well, I wonder how he felt during the whole entire thing.
All right, Miss McKay, we're just going to do a cleaning today, so I'm going to take a look around in there. Okay, can you just open up, please? My God, it's so weird. She's staring right at me. You're never supposed to stare right at the dentist. Doesn't she know how creepy that makes her? Ugh. This girl is so creepy. Yeah, looks good. Looks good. I'm glad to see you've been flossing. Doesn't she know I have no idea what she's saying? God, will she ever shut up? I could rip the tongue right out of your mouth right now. I would shut you up. Oh, but everyone you know would be so thankful. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I just need to scrape a little bit here. You might feel a little prick.
Oh no.
Speaking of which, did she just touch my junk? She absolutely moved her hand towards my junk. Oh, this girl's so creepy. Yes. Okay. Shh. I do not feel comfortable in the room with her. I think I should get someone else in here. I'm afraid she might sexually assault me. Is she looking at my crotch? Hey, my eyes are up here. Oh, it looks good. Okay, and I need you to rinse and spit, okay? Oh, never felt so violated before. It's like she was undressing me with her eyes.
Wow. Oh,
poor bastard.
I think his view of things
was very different.
Sure, why
the hay on top of my hay?
Sorry. Why the hell not? Why doesn't everybody just hay? Hey, there's my hay. Ralph Garman, do you remember about this time last week when a young man named Brad from Chino Hills texted us at 1-800-520-1067? He wanted to keep it 100, and that's the feature we do every week at this time where we play whatever song you want. If K-Rock has it, we'll play it for you, whatever it is. If it's in our system, you get it. And Brad stuck out in my mind because he requested one of your favorite songs of all time. Do you remember what it was 1 week ago today?
Yes, it was Mambo Number 5.
You are correct. Chumbawamba Tub Thumping.
Yeah!
And it sounded so good for the weekend, right?
Yes.
Chumbawamba Tub Thumping. And we've had great response on Keep It 100. We've played everything from Flock of Seagulls to Eminem, from Suicidal Tendencies to The Cure. So we want to hear whatever song you are in the mood for this Friday morning. You text it to us right now at 1-800-520-1066. Give us your name, where you're texting from, and what song you want, and then we'll get right back to you with your permission to put you on the air so we can talk and play your song for you. So do that now. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Friday. What else is going on?
Disney's all about Star Wars these days.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all they're putting
George all Lucas sure tried to kill that franchise with his prequels, didn't he?
He did, but Disney said, nope, sell it to us, and we'll take care of it for you.
And boy, have they, man.
They've just announced they're putting together a Star Wars virtual reality experience at its resorts in California and Florida. This is on top of the Star Wars lands that they will be building in addition to their theme parks. This is something above and beyond that. This is a 4D virtual reality experience. Deadline is reporting it's called Star Wars Secrets of the Empire, and it'll be opening in downtown Disney at Disneyland at the resort.
Go on.
And Disney Springs at the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida.
Nice.
A company called The Void, which sounds like a Doctor Who villain, produces the Ghostbusters virtual reality attraction at Madame Tussauds in Times Square.
Huh.
They will be doing the Star Wars virtual reality centers in collaboration with Lucasfilm and Industrial Light and Magic's VR division. And both of these centers hope to be open by the holidays. So they're going into into fast-tracking these two things that you'll be able to
fast-track.
Disney.
There are very few movie franchises that are forever. No matter how big a franchise gets, you look at Fast and the Furious, you look at The Matrix, or you look at any number of movies that they made multiple.
Medea, sure.
Yeah. I get the feeling that most of them aren't going to be around in 25 years, much less 100. But I kind of feel like Star Wars is forever.
Star Wars will be what The Wizard of Oz was, which is the eternal film experience that all kids at some point
like E.T.
Yeah.
At some point, you get old enough to see a Star Wars movie and fall in love like the rest of us did.
Yeah. Another successful franchise, a little franchise I like to call James Bond. And, you know, Halle Berry was famously in a James Bond film.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing a lot of press for her new film, Kidnap. And they asked her about what she thought about the legendary character James Bond being played by a female, recasting it as a woman, as Jane Bond, instead of James Bond. And surprisingly, Halle Berry said no, she would not like to see that. She says she likes women to be tough. She's tough in her new film. She enjoys seeing female action stars, but she feels that Bond is steeped in film history and doesn't think he should change the sex of 007. Let him be what he is.
And how do you feel about that, Ralph?
I think she's absolutely right.
You do.
I think he's...
I think Atomic Blonde has shown us that you can have hard-hitting female action stars and movies and franchises that you can create on your own. You don't need to piggyback anything that exists.
Write your own stuff. Absolutely. Yeah. Here's the thing with just my watching of James Bond.
Yes, well, you're our expert. You are the one where we go for the deep Bond cuts.
There's so much in it that is so just... manly, right?
Right.
Just a bit misogynistic in a lot of ways, too.
Yes.
You can't put a woman in that role and retain that same gravitas, if you will.
Ah. Can't have Jane Bond come up just like grabbing guys' crotches.
You could, but have that your own movie.
That sausage?
And I will, trust me, I'll watch it. But not
Jane
for
Bond
James
takes
Bond.
On her dentist. Right?
I mean, you guys, you're making me seem really pervy.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Hey, Ali.
Yeah.
How many ladies started following you on Instagram yesterday after your dentist talk?
So many new followers, and so far, 175 comments. And dare I say, read through the comments. Some of them are so funny and so ridiculous.
And so
and
horny.
So horny. We are some thirsty, thirsty ladies. Thirsty. It just means you're like.
I know what thirsty
okay.
means.
Not
means
no, fluid. Not that. I knew that's what you meant. That's not.
Are there any jokes about getting a filling from the dentist?
Lots of filling.
Any drilling jokes?
Yep, lots of drilling.
Hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I bet I have a cavity you could fill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
What?
And the good folks at NBC have announced a second season for the rebooted Will and Grace revival this fall.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
No,
hold
no
the
need
phone.
To hold.
First, they took... the 12-episode first season, and added an additional 4 episodes to make it a 16-episode first season. Then they announced they renewed the show for a second season as well, without having ever aired an episode.
Now, do you think that means they've made a few and the people are real real happy with what they've seen? And they're
no,
assuming it's going to work?
They think it's crap. They really think this is a huge mistake we've made.
Guessing.
These are awful. These episodes are awful. Please order up a second season. That's what I'm guessing happened.
Bean, as that was coming out of your mouth, did you say this is dumb?
No, I didn't. And here's why.
Really? Okay.
Here's why.
Right.
Maybe look. There are
no,
other.
You look. You look. Think about what you said, and then tell me why you thought it.
Because there are other scenarios other than we saw the show and it's outstanding. It could have just been that they were all sitting around having a conversation and the cast said, hey, you know what? We've had such a good time doing this. We'd be willing to do more.
Right.
And the network said, yeah, okay, let's do more.
Okay.
Or it could also be that Will and Grace is an excellent show and I've been counting down the minutes until a comeback. So it just
more
made
likely,
sense.
More likely that somebody saw it and liked it, though. I agree with
yeah,
you guys.
I think, that's
think the
right.
actors don't run the studio over there at NBC and they just say, we're going to do some more. We're willing to do it. Make it so.
You know what? When you put it that way, it sounds like what I said didn't make sense.
Oh, boy.
I know I'm the biggest Will and Grace fan, and I've loved the show from the beginning.
Right.
And I've seen it a million times, every single episode.
Mm-hmm.
You guys aren't excited at all?
No.
No.
Really?
You know what? I wouldn't be excited about Friends. Huh. I wouldn't be excited about Seinfeld. They're all a place and a time for me. In my mind, I've like kind of moved past that mindset of those shows. Yeah.
Will, Grace, Karen, and Jack are timeless.
I'm not saying they're not. It's not going to be fine. It's just I don't have any kind of attachment to it now.
I'm more disturbed. It will be fine, but I'm more disturbed that there's going to be a half an hour of network television for the next 2 years that's taken up by something that has been revived from 10 years ago. I would much rather see a brand new comedy in that space.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd rather have a new, you know, a new This Is Us or a new something else that, wow, this is great and it's new.
How about That Is Them?
A spin-off show. You just sold it.
Call your guy.
By the way, you know, they have to step back in time for this revival. They're going to ignore the series finale from when they went off the air.
Yeah.
Because apparently they all went their separate ways and people had kids and stuff and everything. Mm-hmm. They're just erasing that from ever existing.
I think it was Will and Grace's kids were in college, going to be going to college together, and they met up at the dorms, and they hadn't spoken for a decade.
Oh, no, they're falling out.
They did have a falling out.
Oh, my God.
But don't worry. It's fine.
Today's celebrity birthdays. The Sprouse Boys. Oh, those Sprouse Boys. Sounds like 20s gangsters. We have to get the Sprouse Boys. Cole and Dylan Sprouse, 25 years old today. Daniel Day Kim from Hawaii Five-0, of course, famously. And Lost, 49.
Never met him.
Well, I wouldn't expect you had, Billy Bob. Billy Bob Thornton.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton is 62 years old today.
Happy birthday. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a birthday. It's a celebration of the anniversary of your birth, Billy.
I don't know what you mean by that.
It means that was the day you were born, and so 62 years ago today, you were born.
You wouldn't say that to Tom Petty, would you?
No, because it's not his birthday today. It's your birthday.
Well, mashed potatoes are no gravy. No. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Barack Obama also celebrates his birthday today at 56. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
L.A. and O.C.'s alternative rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. By the way, in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show, this is a little bit of a thrill. Quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers, Philip Rivers, is going to be joining us. Seems like a nice man, right, Allie?
He was a lovely man the last time you had him on. Can't wait.
All right. Looking forward to that. That's on the way. First, though, it's time for Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100. Bitch, I keep it 100.
Keeping it 100.
Keep it 100. I keep it 100.
100.
I keep it 100. I keep it 100. I keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
I'ma keep it 100. I'ma keep it 100.
100.
100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
So the idea is you get to pick a song, any K-Rock song you want to hear to kick off your weekend. We will play it for you. We ask you to text in. Allie, before we go to today's 100th texter, let me tell you what got very close today.
Mm-hmm.
Number 98, Personal Jesus.
Aww.
By Depeche Mode. Sorry, Christina from El Monte. No Personal Jesus for you today. Aww. Number 99, a K-Rock classic, Time Zone, World Destruction. Liz, East L.A., try again next week. Nice one. And number 101, Metallica's Master of Puppets from Matt and Laverne, which, by the way, would have been pretty awesome. All of those are awesome choices, but only one texter can be the Keep It 100 texter. And today it is Amanda from Southgate. Amanda, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, party people? What's up going on?
I'm so glad you texted us. So you've heard this feature in weeks past. Have you texted before or is it the first time?
I've been texting since you guys did the very first Keep It 100.
Is
the
it
same
old,
song?
The same song.
Oh, all right. Tell us what your song is.
Well, I just figure I was at the gym getting my squats in, doing some gains, and there's no other way I like to start my Fridays but by smacking a few bitches up. So I gotta hear that
apology. You know, it's so funny when you said that because I was thinking, well, that's kind of an odd song for a girl to be requesting, but it totally makes sense if you're, you know, you're getting your UFC on. Yeah, I can see how this would be an incredibly motivating song.
Oh, completely. So I need to hear it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to Kevin and Bean Show. Thank you for texting us. Let's keep it 100 with some Prodigy for Amanda in Southgate on K-Rock.
Thank you.
Keep it 100.
Smack my picture.
Keep it 100.
That was a great choice right there. Amanda from Southgate, thank you so much. From 20 years ago, 1997, Smack My Bitch Up by The Prodigy here on the world-famous K-Rock. That is Keep It 100. We'll do it again next Friday.
It's coming.
Right?
Great David Bowie. David Bowie. Great David Bowie.
That was a... David Bowie's song done by Nirvana there, and very well done, might
it's
I say.
It's all covers today, by the way.
I know.
Don Henley, David Bowie, it's just all covers.
A lot of covers. Right? Hey, I want to thank our Kevin Bean listeners around the United States and around the world who have been buying their latest edition of the Kevin Bean Limited Edition t-shirt, the This Was a Success t-shirt. They are flying off the shelves, which is just an expression because they haven't been made yet, so there aren't any on any shelves anywhere. But once we get your order, and it has to come in the next 21 minutes, then we will start making your T-shirt and turn around and get them right back to you. Let me tell you some of the places that have already bought T-shirts in the last 23 and a half hours. You ready?
Go!
Australia.
Oh, my goodness.
The UK. Peru. Germany. The Netherlands. Canada. Slovakia. Mexico. And how about our brave men and women in uniform? Lots of military bases around the world buying the Kevin Amin This Was a Success t-shirts. Proceeds go to a phenomenal charity, as you know, the one that is run by Kevin Ryder and his wife, Melissa, the Friends and Helpers Foundation, helping abused women and children in Southern California. Just $19.99 plus tax, you guys. You simply go to krock.com/success, put in your order. Quick turnaround. You'll have it in about a week or so. It's a cool shirt for a cool cause, so please don't miss it. Ralph, you know you're with me, right? If somebody starts calling up at 10:30 bitching at us, it's not on us, right?
I will not stand for that. I am a strict 24-hour guy. You know that about me.
Said it for years.
So by 10 a.m., make sure you go to krock.com/success. Time for a final look at the showbiz beat now on a Friday. What's going on?
Sad news. Robert Hardy has passed away. He was a great character actor, British character actor. Had worked extensively on the stage, was a Shakespearean actor, trained at the Old Vic, and then started working in films in the 50s. Best known to American audiences as the Minister of Magic, Cornelius Fudge, from the Harry Potter films. He has passed away. You right?
Yeah.
Passed away at the age of 91.
It's a humorous name.
Yes, it is.
Cornelius Fudge is a name that J.K. Rowling decided on.
Yes, it is. You know, it's hard to be a star and to get along with your family. Just ask Madonna. This is Christopher Ciccone, her brother Christopher Ciccone.
Mm-hmm.
Remember him? He was working at Chipotle.
Nope.
Cutting the chicken.
Famous Italian-American comedian, right?
Christopher Ciccone wrote a book about his sister years ago. That cheesed her off. They had some bad blood between the two of them. And he's still talking smack about Madonna. Did an interview with the UK's Daily Mail, accusing his sister of blackballing him in Hollywood.
Okay.
Kept him from his successful Hollywood career with all
first
of her
of all,
power.
Come on.
Why? What magazine was this with?
This was the UK's Daily Mail newspaper.
Yeah.
Why were they interviewing Madonna's brother?
It's the Daily Mail.
Okay.
He also claims that she outed him as gay during a TV interview.
Well, gay actors can't get work, Ralph. You know that.
That's right. And he says that he could have written a book about how horrifying she is.
Well, what's stopping him at this point?
Yeah.
Do we not know?
Yeah, I think we already know, Chris.
That's an excellent point, Elliot.
Yeah.
It's old news, Chris. Come up with something new. He says they have reconnected, however, thanks to their father, Tony, and they're still now in contact. Well, until that interview.
Yeah, I was going to say, all those items of the interview, it doesn't sound like he wants to stay in touch
Maybe
with
her. Maybe you don't want
to. Well, Tony doesn't preach, so we're not sure if he got involved or what he did.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Beer Mug. God bless you, son.
I don't know if you can go with tangential.
It wasn't
the
great.
Tangential song title
reference.
Going
to take it
reference.
Back right now. No need to even
because
put it in the file.
Tony is the name of their father, and another word for father is papa.
Yeah.
And then you went with Tony Don't Preach.
Yeah.
I don't even think that qualifies.
Well, I've taken it out of the file.
It's not.
And I'm throwing it away.
You don't have access to the file. The file's in another room.
Okay.
File's up in the eighth floor.
Oh.
With the administration.
Okay.
And so we'll deal with that. We'll deal with those charges appropriately. when court's back in session next week.
Murder.
Oh, they've already ruled.
Well, it seems aggressive.
Sounds like they already came back.
That is a harsh, harsh sentence.
The jury did not spend a lot of time deliberating on that one.
Understandable.
No, oh, wait, the guy's name was Tony and she made the Tony Don't Preach joke? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, murder.
That's their dad.
That is a, so, that's an all-timer.
It was great. Murder. Twice?
And I feel bad for Dukes of Hazzard star Tom Wopat.
Why would you feel bad for him?
Because he's just a good old boy.
No.
He's never meaning no harm.
He's sticking fingers in murder. Cracks.
That's not about crack. Allie, we don't know if there's crack involved. There's coke involved, but there may not be crack involved.
I meant just crack of the butt.
I know what you're talking about. Allie's reference is that he was arrested for indecent assault and battery in Massachusetts, where he's currently doing his tour of the Broadway musical 42nd Street. He is starring in that, currently in Waltham, Massachusetts. And apparently one of the other women connected with the show accused Tom of putting his hand down her pants and grabbing her butt.
Oh, no.
That's so...
But it may not be crack, Allie. It may just be butt.
It doesn't matter.
It may be cheek.
Stop it.
So outside of pants only? Is that what you're saying? Is that your rule?
That's
when you're
not good
the
either.
Butt?
No. Oh, okay. No.
So when he was arrested, then cops also went through his car... And they found a couple bags of cocaine, you know, like you do.
Yeah.
Tom's denied both of the charges. Neither the crack nor the cocaine, he says, is he responsible for.
Huh.
And we'll have to wait and see how things go, but...
We live in a world where there's drawing power in the name Tom Wopat on stage, by the way.
Oh, and yes!
In Waltham, Massachusetts, people want to come
anywhere.
And see
him. If you're in a touring show, and you're in a small town around this great United States of ours... And a former television star comes by in 42nd Street, you're like, hey, let's pick up a couple tickets and have a date night.
All right. Tons Maybe get felt up by him.
Tons of people make a good living in the entertainment business by cashing in on their former stardom and performing live around the great country that we live in. Tom Wopat was on Broadway, by the way. He did lots of stuff.
Oh, no
I didn't
kidding.
Know
okay.
that.
Yeah, he was Curly in Oklahoma. He's quite the voice, Tom Wopat.
I misunderestimated him, as a former president once said.
Both of those Dukes are both quite singers. Wasn't John Schneider's hit "Take the Long Way Home" a country western smash?
I'm Super Tramp. I know their song "Take the Long Way Home."
Take the long way home.
Take the long way home.
I don't know that.
I don't need her tonight.
He did have some success on the country chart.
Take the long way home.
Okay, we've gotten off on a tangent now. Again, your mug is the only one making
sense.
Come
on, do a little research. Someone punch up Schneider, long way home.
I'm too busy looking up Tom Wopat. And the woman says...
And crack? Was there...
The woman says she definitely felt his hands grab her butt. She also says she felt his fingers go between her butt cheeks.
Okay.
He went in the crack.
Oh, look at that. Look what beer mug just pulled up. Take the Long Way Home by John Schneider.
A hit in 1986, apparently.
So you can all munch.
I don't like where you're pointing. I don't like it.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
This week, you've been something.
Yeah, gosh darn right. Barack Obama celebrates his birthday today. He's 56 years old today. Billy Bob Thornton is 62. Daniel Day King, Kim... Of
the Legendary King family.
It's 49. And the Sprouse boys, Cole and Dylan, 25 years old today. Hey, don't forget on your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. Commercial-free K-Rock of the 90s, kicking off at 5 p.m. It's a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers, and we thank them. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. And by the way, that Rock of the 90s weekend is going to be awesome because we're also going to be giving away tickets for Green Day at the Rose Bowl, 311 at the Palladium, Incubus and Jimmy Eat World at Hollywood Bowl. A lot of great shows, a lot of great music all weekend long here on K-Rock. Hey, thanks to Beer Mug, by the way, for stepping up and filling in for Chip today.
Beer Mug!
An outstanding job.
Take the long way home.
And Monday morning, the return of Kevin, we're thinking. Also return of Dave from Lollapalooza, Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Back from vacation, we'll talk to him and comedian Eliza Schlesinger. All Monday on K-Rock. Have a great weekend.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Don't be a dildo. See ya. Out.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over.
you at.
Roll another one.
He's got the face with the face.
Just like the other one.
Can you get the EPA involved, maybe? Is it?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Yes, we love the radio.
And I need another hit.
I'm talking about Switzerland, land of Berlin, and the wall, the famous wall, came down with Hasselhoff. And, of course, pizza and Chinese noodles.
I think you're both drunk. I smell alcohol.
Just like the other one.
You like that? You like that?
This one seems to be about to end.
Hey, what do you want from me?
I don't have another cent.
I believe that's what they call a mic drop.
This was a success.
Just pass it around.
Taint Wars.
Well, that was a weird show.
Madam Clerk, on HR 2970, Congressman Ryan votes no. Lights out! Lights out! Lights out!
I feel like, based on what you've told me about how you feel and where I'm at this moment, if I'm just keeping it absolutely 100, I feel like you should go home.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Well, look, I gotta go. I will see you soon.
I hope not.
Fire must cleanse us.